I'm here because the presidents before me built a college that I wanted to be president of. I'm very proud of our professional focus, complemented by a liberal education and a focus on helping our students prepare for the real world. And this, what we call the three-dimensional approach to education, provides what I believe is the most complete education available.
So what is a 3D approach?
We were founded and continue today to be a school focused on preparing students for professional careers. They not only needed professional skills, but they also needed to have a liberal education that helped make them critical thinkers, concise communicators, and lifelong learners. The third dimension of our education is our life skills approach. So we have students throughout their 4 years participate in very pragmatic coursework and activities that help them think through issues such as budgeting, life skills, conflict management, and other things that we know that adults are going to face as they enter the workforce.
You have been writing a blog, and one of the things that you've written on the blog is that you're preparing students for the working world as part of the basis of Champlain College's mission. So it sounds like it's not just the students, but their lives you're preparing.
That's a great way of saying it. We are committed to transforming students' lives so that they can have meaningfully better lives, not only at the undergraduate level, but also at the graduate school level. We have a very robust graduate education that is also professionally focused. So we have over 1,000 students who are seeking to continue their education, to deepen their skills within their disciplines or their professions, or to switch careers. And so we're very proud of that connection to the business community and the professional focus.
You are writing that blog. One of your first entries when you came to Champlain, you said you started there by asking people on the campus 5 questions. You didn't say what they were. So what were the questions, and did the answers help you at all?
I read a book entitled You're in Charge, Now What? It's a book written by 2 executives on what constituted successful and unsuccessful CEO starts in companies. And their finding was that CEOs who took the time to understand the culture of an institution were much more successful than those who did not. And so the 5 questions I asked helped me understand the culture of Champlain very deeply. The questions are, what do you love about Champlain? What would you like to change? What do you hope I do? What are you concerned I might do? And how do you enable student success? I held probably 80 or 90 conversations with faculty, staff, and students, asking them all these questions, as well as trustees and community members and other partners of the college, and received a very rich understanding of both the history of Champlain and people's hopes for the future. So it was an incredibly rewarding exercise.
Champlain's been known for some of its very innovative and, in some cases, entrepreneurial programs. Do you think that those need to be looked at, or do you think that perhaps the college has the ability to expand on some of those?
We have a history of being very responsive to the business community and to continually renewing, changing, eliminating programs in response to those discussions. And so I am committed to ensure that we look at all of our programs, understand their relevance to our students and to where they're getting jobs, to make sure that we remain current and relevant, and to ensure that we're an attractive place for students to consider as they look at getting an education and then eventually entering the workforce. So I do not have any specific plans for programs today. We're still reviewing the data as we do on an annual basis to understand enrollment, job placement success, and then student satisfaction coming out of those programs. But I know that given the pace of change in our global economy, we will be both enhancing programs as well as adding additional programs so that our students have options.
Don, you've been working as president of Champlain College since June, but you'll be inaugurated on October 18th, and that involves a lot of pomp and circumstance, doesn't it?
It does. One of my cabinet members was very helpful because I'm not comfortable with the pomp and circumstance. And he said to me pointedly, and I appreciate his perspective, the inauguration is not about me. The inauguration is about Champlain College and its place in the higher education world. This is sustaining and honoring our 136-year history, our contributions to students, the wonderful work of our faculty, and the vital role that Champlain College plays in Burlington and New England. And so I am viewing this inauguration really as a celebration of Champlain College and this community.
The inauguration is honoring all of the college's previous presidents and is being streamed live. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.